There are finally homes coming onto this market, much needed inventory coming, and there are things that you need to require your agent to do. I'm Byron Lazine, One and Company, along with Nicole White and Heidi DeRusso today of One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. No PK. We've kicked Pat out.
Oh, poor Pat.
On this Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, Pat will get over it. But
he's having a grand old time, I'm sure, on a beach somewhere.
Yep. The 94 Niners want to hear from you guys. I'm telling you right now. They're sick of Pat.
Oh, Pat, he's like a wet blanket.
Yeah.
I feel like they love his voice, though. Pat has like a great voice for radio. Like, doesn't he just like you want to listen to what he's saying?
No, he's got a face for radio, Heidi.
Wow.
He's got a good voice. No, he's got a good voice. He's not listening today. He could be listening.
He could be. Well, but his fans are listening, and they'll be sure to let him know next week that...
Zombie Mom is listening. Shout out to Zombie Mom. Love you, Zombie Mom. She came and tracked me down at the home show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I love that.
Did you get her? Did she get your autograph?
No, I got her autograph. I'm a fan of hers. She's a fan of the show, but I'm a fan of hers. Mm-hmm. Zombie Mom. She said if we got too drunk, she would drive us home.
Uh-oh. Why did she think you were? Why did she think you were drinking?
Well, she knew we were going to start drinking, I think. Martin's money. She knows. She knows the deal. Martin McKinney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, I slept on a bench in the corridor at Mohegan.
You did?
No, I didn't. I just didn't drink.
I was going to say.
I just stayed sober.
I mean, I could have driven you home. Well, not me personally, but my husband could have driven you home.
Yeah.
That was his purpose of the event.
Mm-hmm. That was his whole soul purpose.
Well. Most nights, it's his sole purpose.
Jeez. I hope Brian White's not listening. He's been on the show before.
He stays in his lane.
He has been on the show before, yes.
All right, so welcome to 94.9, guys. You guys are going to be here. You guys are going to be a staple, I think, going forward, too.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Maybe we should take a vote, you know?
Yeah, we could do a vote.
Mm-hmm.
We could
how everybody feels about it.
Us? Do we vote? Do the people vote? Like, who votes?
We'll go a whole show.
What do you mean? It's like the voice, you know? It's like you get voted on or off what's that, Survivor? Okay. You know, like the tribe has spoken.
We'll either vote Pat off or we'll say he can join you guys or maybe they'll vote you off. I don't know. They'll have three options.
They may.
All right. So what I was talking about at the top of the show, we've needed inventory forever. We're finally starting to see it come on. People are finally starting to think about listing their home. Obviously, we're here on Memorial Day weekend. Everything is blooming and people are feeling good now and putting their home on the market. Things have opened up. What should any homeowner thinking about selling their home be requiring their agent to do even in this incredible market?
Well, I mean, there's tons of things that they should be doing, right?
I mean, is it all the normal stuff or is it just such an incredible market that they don't need to make them do anything? I mean, what should they be focused on? What are the top priorities?
I think the top priority is like preparation, right? I think the more prepared you are to list your home, the better the seller feels about it, the better their agent's prepared for it, the better you can market it to the public. The whole point of selling your home right now, in my opinion, is to get top dollar. And to do so, you want to put your house on the market with your best foot forward once. You only get one shot to do that. So the number one thing that they have here on this article that Nicole so politely shared with us on Inman was prep for sale advice. And that's to have somebody come in and kind of like reorganize, restructure your home. You want to like fix the repairs. You want to touch up the paint. If you started building a pantry but didn't finish it, finish the pantry. You know, yes.
Even in this market where things are selling quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to get top dollar, right? So if somebody comes in and they see you built a pantry but didn't put on like the cupboards, they're probably not going to give you like the 10 to 15 to 20,000 over asking that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. But if you spend the $500, $600 to finish it, you could get up to like 20,000 over asking.
Money well spent.
I would think so.
And I think obviously the what's the most important out of all of that then is obviously to make sure not only are you interviewing multiple agents, but hiring an agent that you do trust that can then give you that advice.
Well, absolutely. Cause not every agent knows to come in and to do that.
Right. And I think though that there are going to be times where, again, Byron, you're asking if it's worth it even in this market that, you know, there may be some items that you as a homeowner feel as though that it's important to do. But I think that, you know, again, if you get an individual in your home that you do trust, they may decide that it's not, and they may see something else that they see that would bring better value for that money. So again, I do think that working collaboratively with a real estate agent, again, even though your house is going to fly off the market, I mean, I think it's imperative for you to have somebody to come in. Because again, like you were saying, Heidi, you know, you have one chance to really let this house shine. And again, I think what's even more important besides just money is just getting good, clean contracts. I mean, you know,
like with the agent,
right? Yeah. And again, I mean, I know everyone's talking about like, oh, you know, like they're waiving inspections, they're waiving appraisals, you know, and again, if you're able to get it out there and get it into the eyes of everybody in a good light, the chances of you potentially grabbing a deal like that are probably heightened because, again, you're definitely driving more people into your home.
And like, so I don't know if you guys have seen this, but like a lot of people are listing their house and then within 24 hours, they're asking for highest and best. Like I just noticed that in the past like 2 weeks, like they're not doing coming soon program, which is when you can like pre-market the listing. They're popping it on a Monday and saying highest and best is due by Tuesday at 5 p.m. Do you think like as an agent listing that home, that's like in the best interest of the sellers?
Well, and why do you think it wouldn't be?
Because I feel... My opinion is like you want to get those good, clean contracts and like get the contract that works for your seller.
Right.
Like timeline, you know, if they're waiving contingencies and whatnot. Wouldn't you want to give them at least a couple more days to get everybody in, especially if you're not pre-marketing it on the coming soon listing?
Yeah, if you don't if you don't love that first offer, I want to get them all in. You know, I want to get as many as I possibly can. But if they have an offer that is just too good to be true, everything the stars have aligned. I'm not just going to, you know, wait around. I'm going to, if they say this is our perfect scenario, and there's a little bit of a risk there. Maybe you can wait and get more, but if it's a perfect scenario, you feel great about the buyer, you feel great about the buyer agent. This is where working with a strong listing agent is so important because they're going to say, hey, listen, I have experience with this buyer agent over here. This is how they operate. This is the trust I have in them. And here's the trust level we can have on their buyer. Oh, by the way, I know the lender. By the way, I've talked to the lender. Here's all the terms that we want. They're working on our timeline. They're taking contingencies out. This is what, you know, who you work with matters. I actually was just, as you guys were talking.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, go ahead. You finish your...
Totally you go, because mine's totally off topic, actually.
Well, no, I mean, but I think though, before we even get to that situation, I think that I'm actually fine with the house going on the market on Friday and asking for highest and best on Tuesday, especially if my buyer is in that pool. I don't want them waiting a whole week to find out. But
right.
I do think what's important there, though, is before it even hits the market, for you to be having those conversations if you're a seller with your agent. Here are all the scenarios. What would you rather do? And to be quite honest, if the offer that you want doesn't come in at that highest and best on Tuesday, you don't have to flip and accept any of the offers.
No, you can make the rules up as you go. That's what.
My gosh. Or you go back. Yeah. I mean, I go back to, hey, listen, one of these is a little bit higher, but we actually really prefer you. If you can meet that number, like we'll accept yours. I mean,
well, that's the conversation you have to have with your sellers because
that's what I'm talking about. Like you have to lay it all out there. And again, if your buyer wants it to, or your seller wants it to be over on Tuesday because she's sick and tired of not only just cleaning her house, but being out of her house for 24 hours a day. That, again, that's totally up to you, but up to them. But I do think that that conversation has to be had before it ever hits the market, especially in this market,
right?
Because it is going to be a wild ride.
The nice thing about being a seller at any time, and certainly now, is you make the rules, right? It's your game. You're making the rules. So you listen, and by the way, I always say this to sellers, it's your house. Like you own the house. You never have to sell. You don't have to sell. It's literally your house. Nobody can make you do anything. You own the dirt and the wood. Congratulations. You also get to make the rules as you go. And working with somebody who is going to walk you through all of those scenarios. If they do this, then we do that. This is how we get them up to this. This is how we create this type of scenario. That's super important. I mean, listen, it is the whole thing's about relationships, right? Your relationship with your listing agent, understanding that process intuitively, and then their relationships within the agent community is super important. I'm reading an email right now from my dentist. And this is where I said I was going to go off on a whole different thing.
Oh,
yeah, you're honest about that.
Do they miss you?
So my dentist says, you know, your cleaning is coming up. I get 4 cleanings a year. Your cleaning is coming up, and your person that I typically use is still out. I'm writing back. If it's the person I had last time, then I'm not getting my teeth cleaned. I would never get my teeth cleaned with the person I had the last time, right? Because they just don't do a good job. And they were talking to me the whole time about politics and all this nonsense.
They had your mouth open?
Yeah, like when I couldn't respond.
They were looking for a response?
I couldn't rip her to shreds, she's giving me her...
It was in her best interest then that your mouth was...
Right. I mean, what a job that is. You've got somebody's...
in a predicament.
You've got somebody's mouth open and you're giving them all of your 2 cents and they can't respond. Anyways, who you work with matters. Like, I'm like, okay, I need another option here for my teeth cleaned, or I might be looking for a new dentist if my dental hygienist is going to continue to be out. I hope she's okay. But I want the pro. I want the best in my corner. Mm-hmm. The one I had is very sought after. If you're thinking about selling your home, you should too be going after...
You want peace of mind, right? You're hiring for a service. You want peace of mind.
Absolutely.
As a professional and get it
absolutely.
Done.
I think what's important there though too is because Byron, I agree with you. So I've always gone to the same person at my dentist and she was not available. So I actually got a somebody else and I didn't even know what I was missing because I was also fine with what I had. Mm-hmm. So again, I mean, I think it also, you know, you should definitely be chatting with a few agents because sometimes the one that you always had maybe wasn't the right one either. So
I want to interview dental hygienists.
Oh my gosh, like she was picking the schmutz out. I mean, I've never, she was amazing. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You should definitely be interviewing.
This is great.
3 listing agents. And I got news for you. You should be interviewing, some people from teams, from some of the top teams like One and Company. If you want to talk to Nicole or Heidi, Nicole@One and Company or Heidi@One and Company. We come back. We're going to give you 8 things if you're thinking about selling your home you need to get from your agents today. So we're going to give you step by step a checklist. So get your notebook out. This is Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.
The time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools.
8 things sellers need from their agents in today's market. If you're thinking about selling, you do not want to miss these 8. I'm Byron Lazine with Nicole White and Heidi DeRusso of One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. We've got no Pat. Martin kicked him out. I think, you know, too much Martin's money flowing Pat's way. Uh-oh. He's out, and Heidi and Nicole are in for this Memorial Day weekend show. We've got 8 things everybody thinking about selling their home need to require from their agent. What are they? Let's start with number 1. What do we got?
Oh, sorry, I was texting.
Pat would never be texting.
Uh-oh.
By the
Pat's
way.
Not a real estate agent. My buyer's offer just got accepted.
Multitasking
here.
There you go.
Right? So, the first one, I think we just had speech on this, but it was prep for sale advice. So although the market is crazy and the rules don't change about properly preparing a home for sale, sellers should still prepare to sell their home. And at One and Company, like you guys know in our listing packet, we offer staging / organizing / prepping for packing to our clients. We have like a whole concierge service. And not every company does that, but I think it helps alleviate the stress from the sellers as well as it just declutters the house. Like when you're going into a home, you don't want to see, you know, their 500 towels. You want to see like four of their towels in their linen closet. You don't want to see the kids' toys busting out of the closet because they've outgrown that home. You want to see all those toys in a nice clear bin in the garage because they're prepped and they're ready to move.
Absolutely. So prep your home for sale. And that's right. That starts with the consultation and it might go as far as actually fully staging. So what's number two?
I guess I'm reading all of them.
I guess. Well, Nicole, are you now accepting offers, Nicole?
I'm totally here though. Maybe over the break, we should have, like, we're going back and forth. I thought maybe you do the first four, then I would do the bottom four.
This is real estate radio. We just go. Let's go.
Yeah. So number two is market data literacy. I mean, obviously, it's still very important for you to look at comps, understand comps. I think obviously as a seller, you need to understand maybe where your threshold still lies in this market. Yes. Are people getting multiple offers? Yes. Are people going over list? Yes, but not in every situation either. Because again, if you're pushing your home too far, buyers are still very weary. Agents are not stupid. So I do think
appraisers are very much aware.
Right. So I do think it's very important for your agent to still come in with some sort of data to either support your number or at least show you sort of how far you're able to go with
it. And there's more inventory coming on each and every day. So eventually, it's going to even out where not everybody gets 10 offers on their house.
Right.
And
absolutely.
To your point, certain price points, Nicole, you might just get one offer. You
right.
Know? So you,
absolutely.
So you want to list your home at the number that can create the most activity, even in this market. Number three.
What do we have here? Buyer audience direction. So this is basically, though, it's important to know that if the buyer pool for the property is likely local or out of the area or perhaps a mix of both, this is when I know that they say, and I think, Byron, you're a firm believer and you don't need to be a local expert. Sometimes it's good to have a local expert because you know what clientele is buying in that certain area. But luckily at One Company, we work with Zillow buyers all over the state. We kind of know who's bringing everybody to Connecticut. That's so right. You want to make sure your listing agent can already identify your buyer. Therefore, we know how to market to them.
You want a listing agent that understands through the World Wide Web, the internet, how to get the most eyeballs on your property. The first showing of your property is always online. So you want to work with somebody that can position your property to maximize that audience, right? Anybody can put a home online, but can they actually maximize and get you 40, 50% more eyeballs than the average plan can? So you want to make sure you're getting it to everybody.
Or bringing in the right qualified buyer.
Well, I mean,
you don't want to be packing up your house and getting your kids out of there for someone that can't afford your home either.
Absolutely.
So obviously it's really important for you to understand exactly how your agent is going to market to bring in the right qualified buyer instead of just throwing it out there on MLS and just letting anyone sort of stroll through.
Number four, we've got contract terms. See how I jumped in there and took that one, guys?
I love it. Yeah. It was your turn.
Yeah, contract terms. So not only your listing contract, but what are going to be the terms when you actually go to sell your house? These are conversations you want to have before you ever get to the market. Like, how are we going to position this so that I can get the best terms for me, the seller, my timeline, my lifestyle, my needs?
Well, I think it's also really important, though, at the same time, though, to be real, you know, to have an agent that's going to be realistic with you. Yeah, you know, like things are going over list, but that doesn't happen in every situation. Or, you know, you're not going to get 10 out of 10 deals that are waiving inspections just because it's really not, in my mind, smart. So,
A lot of it, too, is some buyers are only comfortable with waiving inspections on certain homes, right? So something that has been completely renovated or like past inspections 2 years ago, buyers are going to be comfortable waiving their inspections on that. If you've been there for 35 years, some projects look unfinished. Someone's going to want to get in there and see what's going on.
And number five is inspections. One way to maybe get a buyer to take out that contingency would be doing a pre-inspection, having that conversation with the seller. If you've got the time as a seller to ultimately, going all the way back to number one, prepare your home the best you possibly can, a pre-inspection is often a good idea because you may just find something that you can just knock out ahead of time. Now you don't have to negotiate at all because you know you have a solid, you know, property.
Or disclose. Or disclose it. Yeah. Hey, like my pool liner's ripped. Mm-hmm. Here's a quote. Here's what it's going to cost. We're not doing it. Like you have to accept it as it is.
And I think buyers appreciate that too because then they feel like you're not hiding anything.
Right.
All right. We got three more. Number six.
Closing dates and post-closing occupancy. So that's basically just, and I, for me, when I go on a listing appointment, I discuss with my sellers, how do you want this to go as closing date, right? Do you want to be out in 45 days? Do you want to be out in 30 days? Like what works best for you? Because then if you're working with a seasoned buyer agent, they're going to call me and say, when does your sellers want to close? Everyone kind of needs to be on the same page. So because sometimes sellers, they're nervous. They're like, I'm signing this contract. I got to sell my house. Then I got to move out. Like you said, Byron, as a seller, you're in the driver's seat. You can pick and choose your closing date.
Perfect world. When do you want to be packing your bags? When do you want to be moving into your new home? When do you want to be leaving? Maybe you're leaving the state, whatever. Perfect world. Well, right. What's that look like to you?
And that may actually be more important to some of these individuals than top dollar. Right. And obviously figuring that out on the front end is helpful. Or again, I mean, I've even had some clients that are like, hey, listen, like I actually want to rent this property back. So it's really about a matter of finding the buyer that's willing to do that. But again, you have to have those conversations up front so that you can set up the buyers properly.
All right. We don't have enough time for the last two, but we will get to the last two when we come back. We've got our rewind. We've got Martin's money. We've got a whole bunch when we come back. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. Byron Lazine joined today by Nicole White and Heidi DeRusso of One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. We were running down before the break the eight things every single seller. So if you're a homeowner right now here in Connecticut or maybe listening in Long Island or Rhode Island, if you're a home seller thinking about selling your home, these are eight things you need from your agent. We got through the first six, which were prep for sale advice. What should you do to prep your home? Market data literacy, number two. Number three, buyer audience direction. Four, contract terms, understanding those. Five, inspection. Six, closing dates and post-closing occupancy. And let's go with the last two here. Number seven.
Number seven is showings. I think this is the most important one to have conversations with. How are you going to feel the most comfortable with the amount of people that are coming through your homes? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a certain time of day? Is it going to be like, is there an end and a start date? Again, all of that information should definitely be discussed at the front end, especially if you don't want anyone coming to your house after you get home from work, you know, end the showings at that point.
Right.
Or open houses. Do you want an open house? Do you not want an open house? And what are the pros and cons to having an open house or not?
Yeah. Don't figure that out after you sign the listing contract. Figure that out before.
You have to.
And as a seller, like if you're the agent that you're interviewing or you're hiring, like you should be bringing that up if they're not, because ultimately you're going to have to leave your home for these showings. So you want to definitely schedule that.
Love it. All right. Number eight, what do we got?
Oh yeah. Number eight. Where are we here?
Number eight is multiple offers.
Oh, and how to prep for them.
Yes.
Which is relevant today.
Well, I think the conversation too, when you're discussing multiple offers with your clients and how you're going to go through them, is pricing, right? So pricing strategy is you can price your home right now at market value and receive the most amount of multiple offers with different contingencies, different timelines that will work best for your seller. Or you can always, you know, go a little bit higher, go above market value. You'll end up probably getting less offers to choose from. And I think it's just kind of going over contingencies and that timeline that's going to work best for your sellers.
I think you also need to have that conversation though with your agent about how are you, you know, if I get 15 offers, I don't know how to read a contract. So how are you going to be presenting these multiple offers to me and how will I understand them best? Mm-hmm. Because again, I think forwarding 15 offers to your seller is definitely not in their best interest either. But I think having the conversation about how do you want me to, like, do you want a spreadsheet? Do you want to meet? Right. How exactly do you want to go through all of these so that you understand each line item? Because again, it's so much more than just top dollar. It's all of the other additional.
It's all the meat and potatoes right. of the contract.
And like what Heidi was talking about earlier, like what's your stomach for sitting here on the market for 5 days while I collect offers? You may have a juicy offer on Saturday, but if we're going to go and wait till Tuesday or Wednesday, can mm-hmm. you kind of handle that, you know, that pressure of waiting to collect more offers? Maybe not pressure, but that uncomfort of the unknown of whether the Saturday offer is going to potentially walk away, because just as you're in full control as the seller, the mm-hmm. buyer's in control of their offer until you do something with it. So I can make an offer, and if there's no acceptance and signature and deposit, I can withdraw an offer, right? Just classic law stuff.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, like, for
me, rarely happens,
I like to wait.
But I'm just, that can happen.
Yeah. I like to wait. I like to coach my clients and tell them to wait 4 to 5 days to get all the offers, because if somebody's going to walk away after 24 hours, which I've seen happen, they were going to walk away anyways. You know
what
I mean?
Great advice.
If they fell in love with another house 2 days later, they had their inspection contingency more than likely. They have a deposit they could still walk away from. People can still change their mind, and they do. So you really can't force anyone.
No, but I do think that in 5 days though, too, sellers do need to understand that. That is a quick flip in time, even if you're giving them 5 days, where, again, we're seeing a lot of deals falling apart because mm-hmm. exactly what you said with buyers getting a little bit of cold feet. So again, making sure that you do truly understand these buyers. Have they seen the house? How much time did they maybe spend in the house?
Maybe give them time to come back for a second.
Did the husband see the house? Did just mm-hmm. the wife see the house? I mean, all really sort of important things to make sure that you're looking at. Because again, we are seeing deals fall apart because of cold feet.
And that's what I love about our job. Like, our job is to really manage expectations and emotions. Like, sellers are so excitable right now. Buyers are. And it's like our job to just speak into people, like the facts, the reality, keep the whole situation calm so that the sellers can make the best financial business decision for themselves.
I do think a little, go ahead.
No, I was going to say educate, educate, educate. If you're an yeah. avid 94.9 listener, you've probably heard Dave Ramsey on this station a number of times, and he always says you want to hire a real estate agent that is going to educate you up front before you ever sign anything. So you want to work with someone who's going to do just that, going to walk you through all of these scenarios. Classic Dave Ramsey advice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love Dave Ramsey.
What were you going to say, Nicole?
Oh, I was just going to, again, it was just sort of piggybacking on these multiple offer situations too. Because again, in these situations, you know, backup offers are definitely becoming more prevalent. So, you know, what does a backup offer mean? Do you accept one? Do you sign one?
Right.
I think that those are certainly important things to be having. Even if you're a buyer in this business or in this market, I definitely think that these backup offers are winning a lot more than they have. And definitely mm-hmm. important to have that yeah. conversation too. And what does it mean?
Be prepared, be educated Absolutely. Up front, because right now, as we sit here on Memorial Day weekend of 2021, homes are staying on the market for fewer days than they ever have before here in Connecticut. Yes, that's right. Even talking about those 2004, 5, and 6 days, back then, The average days on market was in the 60s, okay? Today, we are even a little bit lower than that. We're going to give away some of Martin's money. If you can guess the correct answer, send in your answers to, what do we think? Nicole. How about your email?
Uh-oh.
No, let's not do that.
I'm in.
No, we could do
I'm
that.
I'm in. I made it.
Let's do it.
I made it.
Let's do it.
Let's send them to Nicole's email, nicole@oneandcompany.com. Super easy.
There is no H in that name, though. No H. Some people like to yeah. sneak in H's in Nicole. It's just Nicole.
Let's do this. You can send it to any of our emails, and if you get the answer right, you're going to get a gift card to Oleo's over in Groton. Oleo's got tremendous food. We've got some gift cards there, courtesy of Martin's Money, Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. So send us an email, Byron@oneandcompany, Heidi or Nicole, all at one and company, all spelt out, O-N-E-A-N-D, company.com. What is the average days on market for single family homes in the state of Connecticut? We are at an all-time low. In 2012, it got up over 100 for single family homes. I mean, heck, I'm thinking about 2012. I knew some properties that were like in the 500s for days on market, but mm-hmm. not the case anymore, which is why this checklist is so important. Get your stuff done up front. Get it all out of the way. And then go onto the market super prepared, because you may not be on, if you do everything right up front, you won't be on the market for long. So days on market, just email one of us, Byron, Nicole, or Heidi at oneandcompany.com. And
ooh, and if you email all three of us,
that is what you should do. If you email all three of us,
you definitely win. We'll give you two gift cards.
Yes.
Let's give away Martin's money today.
I mean, it's the holiday weekend.
Well, it is. It's Memorial Day, and Pat Kenny's out of here, so we're in control today.
We are in full control of Martin's money. Buckets of Martin's money to help support our local Connecticut restaurants. Hope if you're able to, if you're in position to do that, that you are continuing to support them as we open back up. Martin has been a huge supporter here really over forever, but especially over the last year and a half. Supporting our local restaurants, and we've got some Martin's money to give to you today in the form of Oleo's gift card. Just email any of us, Byron, Nicole, or Heidi at One and Company. And if you can guess the average days on market for single family homes in Connecticut, you'll be getting a gift card to Oleo. Or if you're not located close enough to Oleo and you want something else, we'll hook you up somewhere else. We're fine.
Maybe, but Oleo, I mean, that's worth the travel.
It's worth the drive.
Well, that's
Oleo,
especially in the summer. It is worth a nice little trip.
Heidi, have you been to Oleo yet?
No, but I know the area.
All right. I didn't know if you've been to Oleo with us that time we went for after a lobster roll last year.
No.
She was too cool for the lobster roll.
Oh, too cool.
I don't think I was invited.
No, you were invited, Heidi.
Oh, I might the whole team was invited.
I might have had the children.
Children. That's a better excuse.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate
That's my go-to excuse. Sorry, I got the kids.
All right. We come back. We've got our Real Estate Rewind for the week. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Byron Lazine, Nicole White, and Heidi DeRusso. We are about to get into our One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind of the week. Before that, we do have one open house on this holiday weekend. That is today up until 1 p.m. 14 Briar Patch Drive in Berlin. 14 Briar Patch Drive in Berlin. It's a Vinny and Carrie listing that is open until 1 o'clock today. It's open right now. We should have announced it when we started the show because it started at 11, but it is open all the way until 1 o'clock, 14 Briar Patch Drive in Berlin. One of those early bird specials One and Company is famous for on our open houses. 14 Briar Patch Drive, Berlin, open until 1 o'clock today, and then that's it for open houses. Heidi, what do we got for the rewind?
So our 1 week rewind for the last 7 days from May 23rd to the 28th, we had 5 properties just listed, 15 went under contract, and 7 closed. So just listed, we have 125 Wildwood Avenue in Madison, Connecticut, which this goes in hand. This was on page of Slocum's listings, and I was supposed to show my buyers this on Thursday.
Oh, it's already under contract.
And she, it went under contract, and she said they were going to hold out for a couple days of showings, but they got an offer too good to be true, and these sellers were worried it would go. So
yeah,
so that
good
was that.
Them.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I was shocked it was going to last all week anyways. 549, beautiful colonial home in Madison, Connecticut with Paige Slocum.
Great town.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, well, yeah. Guilford's. Great.
Yeah.
They're all.
And then we also have 12 Rivers Ridge Road in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. And that's Nicole White's listing. Nicole, do you want to tell us a little bit
tell about
that?
Tell us about it,
yes.
Nicole.
Oh, boy. Here it is. So I have over 12 acres of land there. Probably like an acre and a half is actual buildable land. But you're on a marsh. There's the most magnificent catwalk that leads you to your own private dock. That's right on Ragged Rock Creek, which leads you right into the Connecticut River, which, again, because we're right on the right where the river meets the Sound, it's like you're just, I mean, it's not 360, but we're talking about probably well beyond 180 views of water that is the river and the Sound. What is nice is that the 1.5 acres that is buildable is sort of perched up a little bit. So we're not even having to worry about flood insurance in this situation. There is also an island that is part of this lot too. So again, if you have kids or grandkids or just some friends that maybe want to, you know, hop on the island for the day, go camping or what have you, it's the most magnificent spot. It's really like a wildlife like refuge. It's magnificent. So we have that lot on the market for $975, and I do have a builder's package that is available. So I do have a builder that is very familiar with the lot if you did want to build on it. So it's
and
great.
How can they get a hold of you if they want that one?
Oh, look at us. We're
doing that. Well, because it's like one-of-a-kind properties. Yeah. They probably want to call in now.
Yeah, no, they could call. Again, number's 203-430-5926.
I mean, that might be like the only piece of property like it left in Old Saybrook.
100%. I mean, honestly, exactly. I believe it's probably one of the only spots left, not even just in Old Saybrook, but definitely along the Long Island Sound, mm-hmm. and potentially up the river. I mean, because we're right at the mouth. So what's so fun to do there, though, is to watch the boats. Because, mm-hmm. Again, so many individuals, you know, have their boats sort of in the Westbrook, Old Saybrook, Old Lyme area and like to, you know, head up the river there. So it's just like a boat fest there. It's magnificent. It's certainly worth for us to maybe pop up a tent and have a little party there because it's undeniably.
It sounds like one of those places where like every day it's a different painting.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Like it's sun up, sun down, the boats, just
yeah,
like it's artwork.
Fabulous. Constantly. And what is really nice though too is that there is a private dock there too. So obviously a lot of individuals along the river like to have their boats. So I was told that you could have at least a 23-foot boat there in terms of the depth that's on that creek. So again, it's just a nice little lifestyle.
River.
Nice little lifestyle over there.
Ocean, marsh, dock, Saybrook. What could be better? Good. Call Nicole.
Right? Oh, yeah, Saybrook, too. I mean, you're talking about like a 19 mil over there. Yeah. I mean, right. You're winning.
19 mil for anyone that doesn't know for that taxes, she's talking tax. Mill rate. Great mill rate in Old Saybrook.
Insane mill rate, yeah.
Good old historical Old Saybrook. All right. Next, we had 595 B Street in Meriden, Connecticut. And this is a super, super cute little ranch listed for $224,900. But the link's not working, so I can't tell you guys who listed that. But just reach out to us and we'll get you into contact with the listing agent. Ooh, Bobby will tell us. While we wait for Bobby, we have 22 Turtle Bay Drive in Brantford, Connecticut. And this is a cute waterfront property in Brantford. It's a condominium listed with Victoria Tavares, and it's at $785,000. And this one's completely renovated condo in Turtle Bay, Brantford, with like water views and a huge.
Oh yeah, they got a pool deck there. They have like a you could rent out like they have like a little, what is that called? You know, like when everyone gets to hang out in
pavilion.
No, well, kind of, but it's covered. Like you could rent, like it's like a
clubhouse.
Thank you.
Ah, yes,
there it is.
There you go.
Yep, yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
We'll do charades next.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I love Turtle Bay, and this one is like one of a kind. So you want to reach out to Victoria for that one, and the B Street one in Meriden, that was Nadia. So you can reach out to Nadia, Nadia at oneandcompany.com or Victoria at oneandcompany.com. And then we have 72 Ivy Road in Plainville, Connecticut, and that's listed at $315,000. A cute colonial two car attached garage, and you're gonna want to check that one out as well.
Really, yeah, really nice listings. Last week we had a whole bunch under 200. Now everything's over 200. But these are great properties.
Doesn't matter what the price is. No. We just like, we'll sell on every
property. Sell them all. They're all selling anyway.
Exactly. And then under contract, we had one in Southington, Madison, Meriden, Plymouth, Connecticut, West Haven, Killingworth, Hamden, Farmington, Bristol, East Haddam, Columbia, Connecticut, Bridgeport, Manchester, Woolkit, and another one in Madison.
Wow.
Yeah, we're all over the state.
15 under contract for One & Company. What do we have for closings?
Close, we had 2320 Long Hill Road in Guilford. That was Nicole's listing, which was so, so cute. So congratulations to
Nicole. Oh, the new owners as well. And Nicole.
Yes, Nicole, we're very proud. 91 Founders Village, unit number 91 in Clinton closed. 20 Casper Avenue in Middletown. 173 Turtle Bay in Brantford, another unit in Turtle Bay that Victoria closed out. 146 Springside Avenue in New Haven. 1491 Norwich New London Turnpike in Montville. And then 301 Prospect Avenue in New Haven.
We are crushing that Turtle Bay right now, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's like Victoria's land. I
love it.
She owns it.
That is your One & Company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind of the Week. 5 new listings, 15 under contract, 7 closed. And if you would like to be a part of our Rewind because you want to sell your home, you can reach out to us. Go to oneandcompany.com. Go to Nicole or Heidi at oneandcompany.com to start a conversation today about selling your home. What's top of the list here for you guys as we get into this Memorial Day weekend? What's top of mind? What are you guys looking for, if anything, or want to share as we close out the show?
Looking for, I have this adorable, cute couple from Hoboken, New Jersey, looking to buy a second home in Madison, kind of like in your neck of the woods, Byron. Mm. They want like off Neck Road, cute little second home for them. We had a sad story last week where we were told we would have it if my buyers hopped in the car and drove 2 hours on a Saturday night to come see the home.
On a Saturday night at that.
Saturday night, she left her 18-month-old baby home with the husband so she can come see it because the sellers were not comfortable accepting her offer without her seeing it. So we saw it. And then as soon as she got home after sitting in 3 hours of traffic to go back, they said they did not give it to her. So they're still looking and they're willing to do whatever it takes to get the house. So if you have anything in Madison, reach out to me.
Whatever it takes. Will they drive it?
Whatever it takes.
Midnight tonight?
Whatever it takes. But yeah, they're just looking for the right home in Madison. So my number is 203-444-4075. You can always email me, Heidi@oneandcompany.com, or find me at Heidi.DeRusso on Instagram.
I'll show them my place, but it's got to be at 1 a.m. Tonight, Heidi.
Be kind.
No,
listen, be kind. It always comes back to you.
I'm not showing my house.
Well, I don't know. I feel like in this market,
I think
all of us have been tempted. I mean, I have lived in my home since I was two years old. I'm even tempted sometimes to be like, hey, honey, maybe this is it. Maybe it's time for Nicole to grow up.
But I love your home. So I don't know. I get
maybe it's time to grow up.
Great location. Yeah. If you're thinking about selling in the next couple of years, this is the year to do it. But if you're holding it long term, then you keep holding. You know, it's the beautiful thing.
Well, and I think that those are, again, I mean, going back to what we've been talking about this whole show, I mean, certainly reach out to any of us on the team. If you're contemplating it, thinking about it, you know, again, we're always happy to meet with sellers, even if they're maybe not 100% set on being, you know, on the market, or maybe it's a 5-year plan. But I do think that a lot of this preparation happens months, sometimes years before you actually go on the market. So do not ever hesitate to reach out if there are any questions. On that.
The median and average price point in Connecticut right now is higher than it's ever been. The average sale price in Connecticut for single family homes is over $470,000. And the median right now is over $320,000. Those are both smashing the highs of 2006, 2007. So your home is worth more right now than it's ever been worth. And that's single family homes in the state of Connecticut. Nicole, what are you looking for? What do you got going on this Memorial Day weekend?
I'm looking for an umbrella this weekend. It's like
like a beach
wash.
Umbrella.
Wildly disappointed. Again, I mean, obviously we talked about Rivers Ridge, looking for a buyer over there. But again, really just kind of trying to keep myself dry this weekend.
Chilly.
Maybe we should just go to the Keys this weekend. Let's go find the sun.
Yeah.
The sun. It disappeared.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, and if anyone has any questions, again, I'm always happy to chat. My number is 203-430-5926.
Yeah. I mean, I come back to, you know, 50s and rain. What a
Well, I think you brought the 50s in.
How
rain.
Would I bring it from sunny Southwest
cause
Florida?
Because it was it's been sunny you. Here. They were like, "Uh oh, Byron's back, yeah. Doom and gloom." You know. Yeah. Well, that or maybe it's because we kicked Pat off.
It's because we kicked like Pat the off. There is we go. Like,
oh, morning. Poor Pat.
Morning, Pat.
We figured it out. It,
karma.
Got it.
It is exactly the reason because we kicked Pat off and.
Well, we've talked about Pat each segment I here, so.
We need the rain because every car is covered in pollen. True. And it just needs to go away.
True that.
All right. It's like, well, we got it, Heidi. You got your wish. And if anybody wants to reach out and talk to us about real estate, oneincompany.com or Nicole or Heidi at oneincompany.com. And if you want to join the team, that's realestateagentscholarship.com. Thank you to Chris over at 94.9 for putting the show on, and of course Martin McKinney and Service Station Equipment. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Memorial Day, and we'll see you here next week on Real Estate Radio.